So, it's been a minute, but I'm back. Another episode of Gym Talk. Man, you know, when I make these segments and things like that, it's crazy because after I get through making one, I feel pretty good about it. And then, I don't know, I kind of doubt myself on if I should still do these podcasts and the topic that's at hand. Then something happens, something tragic happens, and I'm back, like, engaged in it. Like, with the recent death of Mac Miller, it just kind of made me, like, jump back into it. It's crazy because just having a bout with depression is, that's probably the most important thing that's happened in my life, is going through depression. And understanding that it's not something that I've beaten, but something that I'm fighting every day to continue to be. Like, it is a lifelong battle to beat depression. And just knowing that it's so much deeper than feeling alone or you know, just shutting people out or turning to drugs or, you know, abusing prescriptions or alcohol. It's so much more than that. That depression is so much more than that. It's about getting involved in situations that can manipulate you into being a certain person that you're not meant to be. About being controlled. There's so many different facets of depression, and it's deeper than suicide. It's a lot deeper than what we normally talk about. It can just show up in many different actions, and I'm just here to talk about it. I want to keep the conversation going. As much as I try to shy away from talking about it, it always reappears in my life. And I've been told I have a way with words. I'm just here to kind of just, again, talk about my experience and basically just continue to shed light and just try to give the next person a reason to look forward to the next breath. That's it. So, you know, depression has taken up a lot of my life, a lot of my adult life. Even when things are going well for me, very well for me, it's this little voice or this feeling that I get that it tries to remind me that, you know, I can pull you back into depression, or maybe you're not as great as you think. Mad doubt. You know, you have to work 10 times harder to get your mental right and block all that out. It's such a battle daily. When things are not going well for me, the fight that I have to put up just to have a regular bad day, it's like a difference between a regular bad day and a depressed bad day. You know, like when you're depressed, you can't even tell people sometimes why you feel the way that you feel, or why you so damn sad, or why you're angry, or why you're crying, or why you just don't want to be bothered. Or when you're around your friends and a million different people, you feel like you're not even there because your mind is so clouded and you're so numb and just spaced out that you can't even engage and interact with what's going on around you. It's such a battle, and you have to continue fighting. I'm just here to kind of spread the news that it's worth the fight. You know, drugs, alcohol, I understand the coping mechanism. Like, I do. Like, to get spaced out, to feel nothing at the moment, you kind of feel like you're escaping. Like, I understand why it's done. I'm just here to say that's not the answer. And because I've been there, you know, I've been on, I've been on pills and I've abused them, and, you know, it did. It made me feel calm, and it made me feel very, very numb, and nothing was bothering me at the moment, so I felt good, but it was just temporary, and I didn't want that anymore, so I'm just blessed to be able to come out of that one situation where I was abusing prescription medication. And just to be able to, you know, when you're in a good situation, whether it's a relationship or you're in a great job situation, and even those moments when you're at your highest, you can still feel very low. It's, depression will take everything out of you that it can, you know? And, I'm just tired of people in my generation, or, minorities in particular, labeling depression as a bad attitude, or labeling it as, you know, just dismissing it as a whole. Depression and mental illness is real. It's very real. And to dismiss it is the worst thing that you can do to a person that's really, really battling something that they can't even describe to you. When I was first started going through depression, I couldn't describe it to anybody. I just knew I didn't feel like myself. I just knew I didn't feel great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was got into a routine where I would work, go home, cry myself to sleep every night. My friends, the ones that are still there for me today, I'll say this, I'm probably the luckiest person in the world, or I don't really believe in luck. So let me just say, I've had to be one of the most blessed individuals in the world because of the people that surround me. My friends have watched me go through depression, and they've lended everything that they could to me. They've extended everything that they could to me. As far as me going through depression and couldn't even identify what it was, I took none of their offers. I was clinging to myself. It was just me. And I was trying to figure it out. And I couldn't. I just didn't want to be around nobody. And these people didn't take it personal. Because when I started the rehabilitation of my mental health, things got better. I went to therapy on my own time. I had to explain to my mother that I'm depressed and I do need some help. And once I started going to therapy, even after I started feeling better, I continued to go to therapy. Because I had to explain to my mother that I don't have a bad attitude. I'm not the angry black woman that you think I am. I'm not the black sheep of the family. I'm not the one that's problematic. I have a mental illness, and here I am trying to fix it. So I need you to stand in my corner and understand what I'm going through. You know, my mother was very, very ignorant to the situation because she didn't know. You know, black people, you know, I'm speaking from my perspective. We as black people, we can't identify because we don't know. Whether we take the time out, we love to write things off, push things to the side, or sweep things under the table. At the end of the day, I was depressed, and I was labeled everything but depressed. So once I started taking the initiative to really work on my mental health and start to rehabilitate, that's when things got better. I was able to have a conversation with all my friends and let them know I appreciate them for being there for me. And please, the distance that I took to heal myself, don't take it personal. Because at the end of the day, it wasn't about them. It was about me trying to figure me out. You know what I'm saying? The insecurities, the daddy problems, and my father not being in my life how in the capacity that I feel like he should have been and should be at this moment. You know what I'm saying? Me losing the one person who I felt loved me unconditionally the most, my grandmother, when I was 15, 16 years old. It's the worst loss to date that I've ever had to deal with. And I don't know if I dealt with it properly even to this day. Relationship issues, self issues, so many things just come around. Working, not knowing what I wanted to do, it felt like I was up against a time clock. Felt like I was failing my family when at the end of the day, it should have been just me. I'm the person that got to go through these motions every day. So I should have been doing what I had to do for me. Going to school only if I wanted to. You know, people, I'm not knocking people to get an education, because what's for you is for you. But I hated school, and I put myself through years of torment through school and college, and I didn't want to be there. And then I put myself in debt, which created another problem. But I only did it for my family, and I shouldn't have done it. I wish I would have thought about trade school and, you know, begin to trade and things like that, and just different entrepreneurship earlier in the game. But, you know, what was brought to my plate was military, working, or school. You know what I'm saying? So I picked school, even though I didn't want to do any of it. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of those different things, feeling lost was the only feeling that I had. Just feeling alone. Being around a million people still feeling lonely as hell. You know what I'm saying? And it's just very important that I understand. I understand exactly what people are going through. I went through the period of time in my life where I felt like I didn't want to live. Okay? I didn't want to do anything, but living was what I knew I didn't want to do. And I wanted some help. But I, at the same time, I just did not want to live. I didn't want to live. And I just thank God. Between God and my therapist and myself dedicating everything that I have inside of me to getting better mentally, that I'm no longer in there. I want to do nothing more than live today, to see the world, to see what the world has to offer. But with the people that's currently going through this battle, as I am still, even though I feel like I got it under control, it's like a drug addiction. It's like somebody battling drug addiction and alcohol, being addicted to alcohol and things like that. You have to fight every day, because depression will creep back up on you and grab you by the throat. You know, August was one of this August that just passed us was probably one of the worst months I had in a very long time. You know, it just had me by the throat. For the first 15 days of August, I cried every day. And I felt myself like I'm just going back and I'm just slipping back into it. But I had to come out of it. So I made a decision that I had to get back and get right. And I had to fight for my mental health. And I just made the decision not to slip back into that. Things got bad for me in August, but I continued to push through. And here in September, things are looking better. And it's just a fight. And now you just got to be a dog in this fight. You got to bet on yourself. You're not crazy. No matter how many people love to label you as crazy, you're not crazy. You're not crazy. I promise you, you're not crazy. And it's a lot of people going through the same thing that you're going through that can't talk about it or don't even know how to identify with it or don't know what it is. But they're looking to point the finger and call you crazy. Take all of that out of the equation and focus in on you. Focus in on what you want to do. Focus in on your happiness. Condition your mind to recognize the positive in every situation. Whether it's death with family, you know, dealing with death of some sort. Whether it's the loss of a job or falling behind on bills. You know, once you go through depression, you know, I kind of realized to myself, like, things like stressing out about work, that don't stress me out. I don't stress out about work. I couldn't tell you the last time I stressed out about my job, because I don't even care. It was a point that, like I have to think back and say to myself, like, it was a point that I didn't want to live in life. And you think I'm about to stress out about a job that if I stroke out today and I die, they're going to replace me tomorrow. I'm not stressing out about no job, okay? I'm not stressing out about people anymore in my life. Sometimes it's harder to let go of people who you feel like that you're going to be with or that's going to be there for you. And they made these promises to you and they said they would and they're not. It's harder to get over those things at first. And sometimes you have to go through it. And it may take a little longer, but I promise you, you're going to get through it. And they'll become a memory. And that's not your fault. It is what it is. The season has ended. And I'm talking to myself on that. And if anybody else that can relate to it, I'm talking to you too. At the end of the day, you just got to think about your mental health. Condition your mind. Condition your mind. to seek the positive in every situation. It's so many things that you can focus on that will get you distracted and will suck you back into that depression, into that unhappy space. We've got to focus on us. Put you first in every situation. You know, if you feel like somebody is being toxic to you, you have to learn how to let them go. You have to learn how to cut them off. No matter if it's a family member, a sibling, a parent, an auntie, an uncle, a cousin, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a co-worker, a best friend. You have to let them go. You have to let them go. There's nothing more important than living to me and making my stamp in this world and completely regaining back my mental health and being the strongest I can as far as living. You know, people that's dealing with this addiction and this sickness, I sympathize with you. But I'm here to pull you up. I'm available to talk to anybody. Reach out to me on any social media. On Twitter, I'm on at On A Musical High. That's my Twitter name. You understand? I promise. Reach out to me. And I make myself available to be able to help you. Reach out to me. Life is worth living. It's worth fighting for. It's so many opportunities. It's so many things. I know so many things seem like nothing. And you're numb and you can't even see past it. See, when you're ready to take your own life, it's not about nobody else. People want to call you selfish. And people want to say you're being inconsiderate. It's not about none of that. See, when you're ready to take your own life, You can't see anything else. You don't see anybody else. You don't see your children. You don't see your parents. You don't see your siblings. You don't see your friends. You can't see any of those people. You don't even see yourself. You just want some peace, some quiet. You know, it used to be easier for me to lay in the bed. It was easier to cry than to smile. And that's no longer my truth. Because I continue to fight. I'm going to fight every day. Because it's easier to smile now. It's easier to get up and go outside and be me. You know? It's easier. It's easier for me. Some days may be a little rough. But overall, it's easier. Taking your own life is something that I disagree in wholeheartedly. Even though I've been there. And I've been ready. I thank God that I never acted on it. It's not the only way out. Living is the way out. The ultimate goal is to live. Finances are not important. Things always work themselves out. What's for you is for you, and it's gonna happen. Things that don't matter, don't get stressed out. People having strokes in their 20s, heart attacks in their 20s due to stress. You got to let it go. It's hurting you a lot more by holding on. When you release it, you'll start to feel that weight lifted up off of you. You get to focus on yourself. You get to look deep within and start to rehabilitate your mind and condition your body. I promise things are going to get better. This is episode 4 of the Gym Talk. Y'all be good.